Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Early morning, on the day of Badr, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is informed that 1,000 people are coming to attack the Muslims in the city of Medina. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is looking for some support. Never before has the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ever asked his companions or his host in Medina to stand up in his defense, in the defense of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the promised reward is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure in the gardens of paradise. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as he's convincing his companions who are believing men and women, he says something very simple but profound, which really captured the attention of one sahabi who is not famous by name, but is very valuable in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, قُومُوا إِلَىٰ جَنَّتِكُمْ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ. Get up, rise, and earn that paradise that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam talked about the width and the depth and the comprehensiveness of this paradise, which is wider and much more broad than the heavens and the earth. Such a deep, dense garden, greater than the heavens and the earth. A companion, Umayr ibn Hammam radiallahu anhu, hears this promise, this statement from the mouth of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which relates to a verse in the Quran in Surah Ali Imran, verse number 133, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, beautifully, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَسَارِعُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is encouraging us. He's informing us, race and chase after the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. And earn it. It's not far away. That's what you need to chase after, which will eventually lead you to His paradise. Jannah. A paradise, عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ. Exactly what the Prophet ﷺ was promising this person from the Ansar, this young man from the Ansar who was listening eagerly, and he's so excited just from one phrase of the Prophet ﷺ. He says, Ya Rasulullah, Jannah, a paradise, عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ, that's greater and bigger and more comprehensive than the heavens, more comprehensive than the heavens and the earth. The Prophet ﷺ says, Naam. He says, Bakhin, Bakhin. The Prophet says, of course. And the man says, Bakhin, Bakhin. I can't believe it. I can't believe that something this big exists and you're promising me this. Sometimes, you know, we get these deals and these commitments and these offers and we can't believe it. How is this a fake? Is this something fake? Is this a joke? We just can't comprehend it. The Sahabi heard it. He had to believe it because it was coming from the mouth of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, Bakhin, Bakhin, this is too real. This is unbelievable. He gets up. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him, مَا يَحْمِلُكَ عَلَىٰ قَوْلِ بَخٍ بَخٍ. What made you say this statement of joy, which means Bakh, Bakh, I'm so excited about this. And the man says, رَجَاءً أَكُونَ مِنْ أَهْلِيَا. I have hope and I wish I can be one of those inhabitants of paradise. I can be given this promise of paradise that you're promising, Ya Rasulullah. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turns towards him. This is, أَرْجُ أَن تَكُونَ مِنْ أَهْلِيَا. I hope that inshallah you will have an address, a zip code in this garden in Jannah, inshallah. The man says to himself as he's sitting there, he said, إِنْ أَنَا حُيِّيْتُ حَتَّى أَكُلَ هَذِهِ. And he had dates in his hand and he says, if I live, prolong my life, and enjoy these dates which are in my hand, this is going to be an extension to my life which I'm not ready to make right now. إِنَّهَا لَحَيَاتٌ طَوِيلًا. This will be the extension of my life that I do not want to extend anymore when I'm promised a paradise on the opposite side of this. فَأَلْقَى تَمَرَاتْ كُنَّ فِي يَدِي. He drops the dates and he gets up. And he says something very powerful. He says, رَقْضًا إِلَى اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ زَادٍ إِلَّا التُّقَى وَعَمْلَ الْمَعَادِي وَالصَّبُرُ فِي اللَّهِ عَلَى الْجِهَادِ وَكُلُّ زَادٍ عُرْضَةٌ النَّفَادِ غِرَ التُّقَى وَالْبِرِّ وَالرَّشَادِ. He proves to himself that I have nothing. I have very minimum of this world. and I'm promised this maximum reward of the next life. And he gets up and he says, I have this hope and promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with my struggle, my commitment that I will be granted this reward. And he goes and he sacrifices in the reward that he was promised. From the verse that I shared with you, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ. Hasten toward this paradise. The Quran speaks to us. It encourages us. It's inviting us towards these deals, these promises. Do we get affected? Do we get excited? Like such people who did in the time of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It wasn't a speech. It was one verse which was convincing enough for this man to give up his life, his pleasure, and not ready to extend it because he knew he was promised something on the opposite side of this commitment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us such connection with the Quran, where we read the Quran and we are ready to commit our wealth, our time, our life, our health in serving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.